You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now we're going to be having our Who Arted segment.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hi, hey. Have you ever heard that Ryan Adams song, Amy? Anyone? Anyone?
No. I haven't, unfortunately.
I used to have a CD with entirely songs about Amy on it that mysteriously went disappearing from my flat. Don't know why. So anyway, Robbie, today we have Robbie Fraser on the show. Robbie grew up in the mean streets of West Auckland, and as a young man wrapped in goth and listening to Coil, he fled the jocks and the surfers and moved to the becharmed suburb of melancholic Grey Lynn. Naturally, from there he went to art school. Robbie's work consists of strikingly bold and beautiful flat planes of intersecting colour, which to me illustrates some sort of mathematical hypothesis, the solution of which is also included within the canvas. So, abstract art, what is it, and is it for reals? The Sanderson website says of the group show and abstract art in general, which Robbie's going to be in, to make abstract art is to make with freedom from any representational qualities. And for this exhibition, Abstract, we've brought together a collection of artists who each explore the world of abstraction. Hi, welcome. What is abstract art to you? And do you see it as perhaps a true illustration of things, free from our indoctrinated prescriptions of the visual world around us? Or are you only interested in the non-objective abstract art, which seems an impossibility to me? As soon as you add geometry, line, colour and texture, is there also heavily weighted with sentiment? And can abstract art actually exist? Is this a bit heavy in the morning?
Yeah, whoa. Sorry. Just on a salad.
I've got a cold and for some reason I've gone massively heavy on everything.
So clucky. First of all, it's like, kia ora, Amy.
Hey.
Kia ora, Hunter. Kia ora, BFM whānau. For me, abstraction is... how would you say? An easy way for me to explain it is steel is the abstraction of iron. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's just like all of the things around us are raw material, and we process that and turn that into the abstractions, you know? And that's how it is for me. Primarily, I don't think of myself as an abstract artist. I think of myself as a painter.
Yeah, yes,
so
definitely.
I just paint whatever I want.
Yeah.
You know, whatever comes in the head, whatever, it just get it out. Yeah. And so at the moment, it's cross forms, you know, intersecting each other, because, you know, like when things meet, that's really my main interest, is when just before those things collide, there's a little, you know, little fuzzy, little tension, little area, you know, and like, you know, that kind of like recidivist is kind of like, you know, a criminal repetition, as it were, like, you know, it's just like, it's a crime to keep on doing the same thing over and over again. And so, kind of babbling about.
No, you're not. That's really a really great way to explain abstraction, because I've never thought of it in that term, and that's like completely revolutionized my mind.
Thinks I stole it.
Who did you? Awesome. Who'd you steal it off?
I stole it off, what's his name? Bob Nickus. He's like a Florida art dealer kind of.
That's just genius. Yeah. Like, that's just completely floored me. Like that, that's just such a good way to describe it, because I get really caught up in abstraction being not essentially non-illustrative, but then when you look at illustrative artwork or portraiture or imagery that we recognise, then you have to go, is that really a depiction of what we see, or is that just what we've been trained to think we see? And then you get into all of these kind of conditionings around beauty and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I've only ever seen abstract as like an opposition to that.
Yeah.
But to actually give it its own weight like that, that's really amazing.
Well, I always thought of it like, you know, like in art school or in art, or, you know, like all those seventh form kind of things, like we care about, there's like figurative art, there's abstract art, and there's non-objective art. And it's just kind of like, if you kind of think about it from different perspectives, figurative art is abstract in itself, because you're depicting something onto a flat surface that is 3D. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, it doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
All of them can be, all of those terms can be easily interchangeable, just depending on perspective.
Very good. Okay, so just a quick question. I've been looking at your bio, and you're a founding member of Ferrari, which is X. X artist run space based in Auckland. What's an X artist run space based in Auckland? What is it? Tell me about it.
Ferrari was a project that me and I was from AUT. I started hanging with some younger kids from Elam.
Yeah.
Hi Joseph. Hi Dawson. Hi Dylan. And we were just kind of kicking about in this kind of like notorious party house on Cromer Road, and we had this double garage out the back.
Yeah.
And you know, like we had many parties there, and none of those guys got the shoulder tap from anybody of the tutors. They still wanted to be involved in art.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was kind of like, what can we do?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Clean up the walls.
Yeah.
Get people in. Get heaps of women artists in, because you're always underrepresented, and there's always, you know, 80% more than dudes. And
That's interesting. I found that out.
Dominated by women.
Interesting as well. I found that out the other day. I was like, I didn't realise all the art schools are dominated by females.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the Sanderson site, back to the Sanderson, says about your work, Robbie Fraser's practice is about colour, shape and harmony, not the articulation of untroublesome relationships, but an exploration of what happens when these relations miss the mark and get difficult. It insists on stopping short of expectation, maintains on slipping from propriety, not as a declaration of messing things up, but more as probing of boundaries and a critical examination of rectitude itself, rectitude being righteousness, integrity, principle. Your work draws up close the fine-tuned beauty, but at the last moment shies away from the aesthetic effect of complacent aesthetics and turns towards the more enlivening sensation of discomfort, which I found interesting because I personally couldn't disagree more. I feel that your work is very resolved and very, to me, very openly aesthetic, and your use for a colour, for example, is exquisite. It's perfect. It's a perfect balance of sweet, sour, hot and cold, and for me it's not at all uncomfortable. Do you consider yourself a colorist, and have you ever been asked that before?
I get asked that a lot.
I'm not the first.
When I was doing my master's a few years ago, I just went straight into the colour theory because I knew I was good with colour. You know, it's just like I've messed with colour my whole life, and it's just like, everybody tells you. When somebody tells you something that you're good at it, you're good at it. And I just read so much theory that was just from like scared white dudes, and I was just kind of like, why be scared of it?
Yeah.
You know, and I was just chasing the dragon's tail, kind of. You know, that's what it felt like. And, you know, like all this modernist theory about colour, and I just kind of started thinking about colour as a phenomenon, really, more than anything else. It's just kind of like, it doesn't care about you, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you can lay all the feelings that you want onto it, you can do everything, like, you know, like you can say that white means purity or white means death or blah, 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 white colour doesn't care, you know?
So did you find by investigating and reading more about it, theoretically, did you find that actually kind of messed up your relationship with using it when you went to paint again, or did you find it was best to kind of unlearn it and just basically, like you said before, if you're good at it, you're good at it, and just do it?
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's some people have a gift for it.
Yeah.
You clearly do.
Yeah.
And although it is really interesting to know things about why maybe people are drawn to big flat planes of red because of the reaction it will have on your pupils and your heart rate and all that sort of stuff. It's interesting to know, but I think it would be very artwork that's created. I don't know if you can actually create artwork that's based around a theory and have it work. And it's just, there needs to be that kind of spontaneity.
For me, I come up with a theory while I'm working, you know? Yeah. It's just kind of like, I'm fairly working class, so it's just kind of like, I can't sit around and stare at the sun and think about things. I've got to do something.
Good. So you're exhibiting in a group show next Tuesday at Sanderson Contemporary with Simon Cunning, Julian Dine, Robbie Fraser, Anton Parsons, Theresa Woe, Wendy Kawabata, Andrew Simmons and Karen Taylor. I'm assuming you're familiar with the other artists. Do you know what is going up? How did the group show come about?
Group show came about from a friend, Adie Scherning.
Yep.
She's recently taken over some of the reins at Sanderson, and she'd previously seen my work through a Tao Tai exhibition a couple of years ago, and I'd just been kind of hovering around that scene, and that was kind of it.
So is Sanderson your agent or anything like that, or you just... You're free at the moment.
As far as I know, I'm free. I'm still free in the
Head. You're a free artist.
Yeah.
Quick question before we go. What's your favourite shape? What's your favourite colour?
Favourite shape would probably be a parallelogram, but a little bit crooky. So an unparallelogram.
Yeah.
Colour? It all depends. Yeah. if I'm mixing it, it's my favourite colour right then and there.
Yeah. What about when you go and buy it from the art store? Is there one that you're like, oh, let's look at the range of reds they've got, or is there anything with painting?
I mix. There's two colours that I always mix together, and then I go, oh, I want to use this, and it's magenta and permanent orange. It makes this like weird Persian pink kind of color.
That sounds amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, really hurts.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in and chatting
us
today.
Thank you.
Your show will be opening next week on Tuesday the 14th of Feb.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, how romantic.
Yeah.
Instagram, if you want to check out more of Robbie's work, you can check it out at Instagram and in Rube Doog. That's the best way of pronouncing it in the spelling.
Yeah, Rube Doog.
Yeah, Rob Dog, but yeah, R-O-O-B-D-O-O-G. And that Sanderson's at 2 to 4 Kent Street in Newmarket. And that's who added. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.